Patient's name is Ray Stevens. First name R-A-Y. Last name S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Date of birth is 12/14/1951. Date of service 8/5/2022. History of present illness, the 70-year-old female presents to the clinic for a follow-up from her last office visit. Patient was seen and diagnosed with COVID pneumonia based on the x-ray that we did here in the office. She was given 2 rounds of Rocephin as well as Levaquin to take and steroids. Patient states that she did start to feel better, but as soon as she finished the antibiotic, she did start to feel worse again. Patient is here also for a follow-up x-ray to see if she had any improvement. Allergies, vancomycin, Xarelto, and pork products, current medications were discussed with patients placed in chart, medical history, hypertension, anemia, surgical history, right kidney transplant, and bilateral nephrectomy. Social history denies drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 134 over 56, heart rate 67, respiration 16, temp 98, O2 96, and she weighs 150 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nursed, well groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respiration. She does have scattered wheezing throughout bilateral lobes. Abdomens, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, COVID pneumonia. Number 2, viral pneumonia. Patient did have her repeat x-ray, and it does show some improvement. However, she still has scattered ground glass opacities throughout her lungs. Patient will go to her PCP to get a referral to go to a pulmonologist at her earliest convenience. I would like her to get in to see the pulmonologist within 1 to 2 weeks so they can do pulmonary function tests. I'm going to give the patient a prescription for Trilogy to take once a day and just a round of Ceftonir. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she is more than welcome to return to our clinic, but I did encourage if she started having shortness of breath to go to the hospital to have a CAT scan. Patient agrees with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.